And joining us now is Tunç Ilkin. He is an analyst from the Steelers Radio Network. Tunç, welcome aboard, and hope you and your family had a great Christmas.
Thanks, Vic. You too, brother. Great to be on with you.
Well, teams are in the same boat here, and who would have thought that? Because usually, let's face it, the script says the Steelers are preparing for the postseason and the Browns are preparing for the offseason, but this time it's both teams doing the same deal here and both going through some trials and tribulations. Tell me where this Steeler team is heading into this final game, what the mindset is, how much disappointment there is in them not being where they usually are.
You know, Vic, I think it's a combination of not only disappointment, but frustration. You know, I think this is a football team that has been so good for so long and so consistent that in their mind they cannot believe they're not going into the playoffs. They can't believe that they were not able to beat Cincinnati at home with the season on the line. They can't believe the way they have come up short through the course of this season in games where they absolutely needed to make plays, and I think they can't believe that they haven't come up with the plays that they needed to make to close out football games that they ended up losing.
And that's the thing. Where do you point to for that, Tunç? We know about the injuries. We know that Ben Roethlisberger, his injury and in general bad health while he came back was a factor, but it can't just be that. Offensive line was an issue, not having the consistency in the running game, the defense, a lot of talk about the aging defense of that front seven. Where would you point to as far as major reasons why this team isn't a postseason team right now?
You know, golly, where do I start, Vic? You know, this is one of those years where you can point to a number of things. I mean, you know, they're playing their third right tackle. You know, they started out with Marcus Gilbert, then they had Mike Adams, the rookie out of Ohio State. Now they have Calvin Beecham. They're playing their second right guard in David DeCastro, who was their number one. He blew his knee out in the third preseason game. Marquise Pouncey's missed a couple ball games, so Doug Wiekerski has played. You know, right now you have at left guard, you have three different guys that have played. You start out with Willie Colon. He blows his stuff out. You've had Doug Wiekerski there. You've had Marquise Pouncey there. Now, actually, this is their fourth. You have Ramon Foster. The only consistent guy in that offensive line has been Max Starks. So just from the offensive side, you lose Antonio Brown for a bunch of games. You lose Emmanuel Sanders at times. You lose all three, you know, you rotate three running backs, or actually four or five if you count Baron back. So, you're rotating all those guys in, and then you talk about kind of Mike Wallace has probably had his most disappointing year. The trio of the young receivers, Antonio Brown, Wallace, and Emmanuel Sanders, have not played up to their expectations. That's one of the areas. The defensive side of the ball, you don't have a healthy James Harrison until the end of the season. Same thing with Troy. Same thing with Lamar Woodley. Your stars did not show up this year. I mean, that's the biggest. I think that's been the biggest problem. And then down the stretch, you lose your best cover guy and Ike Taylor. Mm-hmm. And having said all of that, you still were in a position to get into the playoffs, and you just, as a football team, the Steelers could just not deliver.
How much stock do you put into the relationship between Roethlisberger and Todd Haley not being the best, or them not really being on the same page in many instances, and that Ben really kind of, I don't know if say he pined for Bruce Arians, but he wasn't maybe that happy that Bruce Arians ended up leaving and ending up with Indianapolis. So how much of the lack of chemistry that's been written about between Roethlisberger and Haley was a factor?
You know, Vic, that's a great question, and I wonder if it became a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, I mean, I think one of the things is, look, it doesn't matter that he was pining for Bruce Arians. Bruce is gone, and he's doing a heck of a job at Indy. This is what you have. You know, that's the nature of this game. I mean, who gets to pick their coaches? That's ridiculous.
Right.
You know, we used to have an old saying, coaches coach, players play, and never the twain shall meet. And that's the way I believe it. So if that's the case, you know what I mean? I really thought it was going to be a no story. I thought it was a no story, but I think that it was played so much. My question is, did it get in Ben's head? You know what I mean? Because all the stuff that he had worked on in the early part of the season before the injury, and he, you know, the three-step drop, the check down, the short passing game, which I'm a huge fan of. As a former offensive lineman, I would have loved to have played in that kind of offense. But then when he came back, it was like all that, it was gone. It was missing. There was no build on that. It was a kind of a combination of what he likes to do and the play calling of Todd Haley's offense, and it just didn't work. And so, you know, I don't have an answer to that question. I just know that Ben never really got on track once he got back. The offense looked very disjointed. He looked like he was making bad throws. He looked like there was some paralysis by analysis. He just didn't have, what we had seen earlier in the season.
All right. Tunch Ilkin joins us from the Steelers Radio Network, former Steelers offensive lineman, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Tunch, this game, for two teams that are just basically finishing out the season, and in the case of the Browns, probably going into this one, minus a couple of key people, Brandon Whedon recovering from that shoulder injury that he suffered last week at Denver. Trent Richardson was hurt in that Denver game as well. So the two key offensive cogs could be out of the lineup. And it leaves you to kind of wonder. I mean, I know the players who are out there still have to show the new regime of this football team, running this team, what they're all about. A lot of key decisions are going to be made, obviously, after the season. What is it for the Steelers? Because we know Mike Tomlin to be this very demanding, edgy coach that's going to want his team to finish strong. But how do you see the mindset from the Steeler perspective?
You know, Vic, and you know well as I do that this is a very proud bunch. And you also know as well as I do that within the game, there's always the one-on-one battles. And so as a player, as I go into a game, like, even if I know I have no chance to make the playoff, there's this battle between me and the guy across from me. And I don't care if we're 15-1 or 1-15. I'm playing the same way. And because I know that everybody is going to see that film. And I know there's this pride, this competition, this desire of imposing your will on the will of your opponent that is happening in my one-on-one battle. So I think that's the way they'll approach it. I think they'll come out there and they'll play hard and they'll play physical. And somewhere in the back of their minds is the fact that, hey, these guys beat us in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And these are one of the losses that have that are keeping us from making the playoffs. So I think in that way they will be motivated to play.
Well, Tunch, great stuff. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us, and I look forward to seeing you Sunday, my friend.
All right, brother. Take care, bud. Happy holidays.
All right.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yes. Same to you and yours. He is Tunch Ilkin from the Steelers Radio Network joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.